Hey, don't try to hide from me, buddy. I know you're there. I'm not gonna bite. Just tossing some pennies into the old wishing well. Mostly because they're pretty much useless as regular currency. Might as well use them to make wishes, right? You've never been bashful around me before. Surprised to see me wandering around the woods? Worried I'm hiding a body or something? Oh, I'm kidding! Oh my god, I'm chaotic, but not to the point where I'd commit murder. Well, if I did, I'd be a little more discreet and I wouldn't be wearing my favorite white cardigan. Speaking of which, a little commotion for my getup, if you please. Okay, I'll stop talking out of my ass now. Let's just walk. So, the woods, huh? Probably should have worn a red dress here instead, so I could pretend to be Kate Bush in the Wuthering Heights music video. Unfortunately, I don't have my Bluetooth speakers with me, so that's off the agenda for today. How have I been? I've been doing good, don't worry. Well, been trying a lot of new things lately to pass the time. Like, right now. I've been coming here a lot for song ideas, poetry ideas, just to find some inspiration for whatever. Nothing like a nice nature stroll to get the brain going, no? Well, I've been wanting to go on more adventures. Life's been feeling like such a rut lately. Plus, the foliage here is really pretty. It's so pretty that I use the word foliage. Nobody uses that word too often, you know? Well, how have you been? That's good. Anything else going on with you? Hey, you can tell me. You can trust me in the trees. I see. I can kind of tell that you're aching to tell me something. I do wonder. You know what? I'm not gonna beat around the bush anymore. I've heard you found someone. Am I right? Just as I thought. How'd you two meet? Ah, classic internet romance. Reminds me if you've got mail. Yeah, you're right. Sleepless in Seattle was much better. Now that was Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks at their best. Well, I'm just glad to know that you didn't get catfished or kidnapped. That's really the risk that comes with online dating. I just hope they're making you happy. That's all that matters anyway. That's kind of why I haven't been talking to you as often as I used to. I didn't want to get in the way of you and your special someone. At least, that was one of the reasons. Do you know where I'm going with this? Need me to spell it out for you, pal? I like you. Like you, like you. In a crush sort of way. Oh. I don't know why you looked so shocked. You couldn't tell that I was sweet on you? Really? Not even a little bit? Huh. Well, I guess some people can really be that oblivious. But it feels good to finally let it out after keeping it in for so long. It was starting to eat me up inside. To be honest, the attention I gave you wasn't like the attention I gave to everyone else. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm generally nice to people. Does that sound conceited? Oh, good. But with you, I'm just so fascinated by you. You make me feel so special, and I wanted to do anything to make you feel as good as the way you've made me feel. Partially in the hopes that you would notice how I feel about you, but mostly because I think you're really cool. No, you really are! It could have been really nice to be yours, but I guess we'll never know how that'll be. You seem really happy with the person you're with. I can't live with myself if I'm getting in the way of that. Why didn't I tell you earlier? I wasn't really sure of my feelings yet. It felt forced if I had to tell you, but really I was probably just afraid of driving you away with what I needed to let out. As a wise little humanoid robot once said, feelings of love are more resistant than others. Okay, fair. It wasn't love yet. But the sentiment still stands for crushes, and it could have bloomed into love. I still find myself thinking about what might have been if I wasn't so cowardly. If I had just done one different move in the past, we could have taken what we had further. I have to ask though, did you feel something with me? Even just a little bit? I see. You could have said something, you know? But I guess it's too little, too late for the both of us now, huh? Well, why'd you stop walking? You alright? I hope I didn't throw you off or anything. Well, in that case, let's sit on this log for a bit. My feet are kind of killing me now, too. That, and I don't want to lose my breath. Tell me, why is it that we humans are so scared of confronting our feelings? Is it because we fear pain and rejection? Perhaps. But it's all a part of life. Pain and rejection is better than regret. And boy, do I regret so much. At least with pain and rejection, you can get closure. You can get an explanation. You can move on. But regret eats at you, and you go through the cycle of what-if questions, telling yourself constantly that I should have done this, and feeling like the world's crumbling. You take it so harshly on yourself, wondering how you could have done things differently. It really sucks. The reality is that you can't take back the time you've lost. You have to live with the fact that things didn't go the way you planned. The best you can do is hope that things get better and that your regret will fizzle out eventually. But it can come back to bite you in the ass when you least expect it. Another problem is that you can't choose who you fall for. It just happens. Believe me, if I could, I would have just deleted the feelings I caught right then and there when I realized I was feeling so much more for you. If only it were that simple. But we can't do that, no matter how much we want to. The more we repress, the worse it'll be when your feelings inevitably blow up in your face. What? Of course I still want you in my life. You're still my friend, and nothing will ever change that. I can get over my feelings eventually. Yeah, it'll be a little weird at first, but it's not impossible to get over the awkwardness. You're too important of a person to lose. I can't lie to myself, though. I really wish we could have been something. I can't help wishing I was yours and picturing what we could have been like if we were together. Call me a bit forward for saying that, but it's been on my mind for a good while, and I'm not one to hold back when saying what I really feel. I mean, it does take some time to get there, but when I get there, I don't hesitate anymore. Yes, I was mad at first that someone else got to you before I did. Seeing as how I thought we clicked in a certain way. I felt like holding a useless grudge that'll end up making me say and do things I know I don't really mean. I was hurt. I'm not going to deny it. But as time went by and the hurt passed, I asked myself, would my life have been better if I didn't get to know them? If I didn't meet them at all? My answer to those questions is no, of course not. Even with all the hurt, I'm not keen on letting you out of my life. You're still very much someone special to me. Yes, really. Things aren't what they used to be, but it's okay. Still, it would have been sweet if it had turned out the way I wished it did. It's too late to turn back time now, but it is what it is, and so it is written. I'll remain hopeful. I know I'll find love someday. For now, though, I'll explore what's waiting for me out there. Say yes as much as possible to opportunities that come my way. One thing's for certain. The kindness and friendship you've shown me has made me a better woman than I was before. And for that, I can't thank you enough. Let's just stay here a while, taking all of this beautiful nature around us. Feel the cool wind and maybe the light drizzle that'll come soon. Yeah, I can smell the petrichor. It's quite nice, actually. Being here, it lets you know that it really is all about the moments you make and the fond memories you'll have. It makes you realize that maybe it was all worthwhile, even if it didn't go the way you wanted it to. I feel alright just sharing this with you.